Most Christmas memories, at least around here, involve snow. And snow often brings memories of toboggans, saucers, sleds. Ask any adult and they'll tell you about the hill. You know, Suicide Hill, Dead Man's Hill, the hill. It always had a name. And in some cases, it may really have been a hill. In the case of my father-in-law, it was a full mile and a half long. And the farm he grew up on was near the top of that hill. Between chores, he and his brothers would grab their sleds and then sneak off to the top of the hill. This was before the days of road salt, and on this country road, there was very little winter traffic. So if you had a good sled with sharp runners, and if you dragged your toes at the right hairpin curve by Hansen's Farm, you could go on a thrilling 3-minute ride up to 40 miles an hour and be back to the barn in 15 minutes before your dad found out. His dad wasn't so much against sliding as he was on wearing the toes of the boots out. They only got one pair a year, and they had to last. So if you showed up with holes in the top of your boots, well, there could only be one answer. On the prairies, hills were harder to come by, but that didn't stop kids from improvising. Marv talks about his dad taking the tractor out into the snow-covered fields and pulling kids in saucers behind ropes and high gear. You know, if a fella did it right, you could pop the tractor in road gear, spin the wheel, and then the saucer on the rope would whip around like a whip cracking. And sailing over the frozen plowed fields, kids would laugh and shout and, of course, fall off. When I was a kid, a sled was one of the first presents you got for Christmas. I can still picture mine in my mind, with a ribbon on it, from Santa. It was from Sears, and I remember asking my mom how a sled from Santa came from Sears. She said that, sometimes in a busy season, he subcontracts that stuff out to other toy makers. Oh, I didn't know that. That was the same year we got a toboggan. You know, the all-wood kind that were made of bent strips of wood, first dark, then light and dark, striped almost. We begged us three kids to go out and use it that afternoon. So we did, as a whole family. We went out to the hill. Dad in front would lean left or right to steer the toboggan, then us three kids all packed in tight behind, holding onto the rope handles, and then Mom on back. Our version of the hill was just an average-type hill. It still seems huge in my memory, though. It had snowed about 6 inches and then rained, so there was a frozen crust of ice. That was the fastest toboggan ride our family ever took. It was the only toboggan ride our family ever took. Dad got a face full of frozen snow and ice and lost his glasses, and Mom hit a bump hard and cut her hand, and, well, they wished us Merry Christmas and then limped back into the house, leaving us to hoot and holler our way through the remainder of that Christmas day. We felt sorry for them, you know, being old and all. I look back, doing the math, and realize that on that particular Christmas, they were both 36 years old. I saw the toboggan the other day, too. I was surprised at how short it was. Couldn't have been more than 7 feet long. Hanging next to the other sleds, which now looked rusty and forlorn. Like they knew somehow that kids don't use runner sleds anymore. Now sleds like that hang in theme restaurants and antique stores. And mine is still waiting in the garage for who knows. Maybe one more trip down the hill.